This smartwatch made me eat more fruit and vegetables. This is the Samsung Galaxy Watch 8, which just came out a couple of weeks ago, and I've been testing it for the last couple of weeks, basically ever since it came out. And it is a very peculiar little watch. So it is the latest iteration of Samsung's health wearable sort of system. And it is very similar to a certain degree to its predecessor, the Galaxy Watch 7, but it also introduces a couple of new features which eventually will trickle down to the Galaxy Watch 7. However, it's currently only available on the Galaxy Watch 8. And there are a couple of features, a couple of health features that intrigued me before the watch came out. There is vascular load, which is very similar to Garmin's readiness score, which is kind of like an okay thing. It does track it without you having to do anything. Basically, you have to wear the watch for 3 nights, and on the 4th night, it will give you this vascular load, which kind of gives you an indication of how well you recovered, how well you're exercising. If you're quite stressed, you know, your sleep pattern is all over the place, and then you eat badly, then the vascular load is going to be higher. And obviously, if you exercise a bit more, you have a regular sleep pattern, and then you eat more healthily and don't drink alcohol, for example, then your vascular load is going to be, you know, optimal. However, there's the other feature that got me very intrigued, which is antioxidant index, which is a number between 0 and 100 that the watch gives you. And it's very interesting because predominantly and historically, to get an antioxidant reading, you have to have a blood test. However, the watch can do this antioxidant reading without any sort of needles in the area. What the watch does, and it looks at your antioxidant levels in your skin from fruits and vegetables and determines how saturated it is. So basically, if you have the right level of antioxidants, a certain type of antioxidants in your system, then your skin is going to have a slightly different color. And if you obviously don't have that, then you know, it has a different color again, right? And this intrigued me because I generally thought that I had my 5 a day, every day. So I do have my fruits, I do have my vegetables during the day. But when I first had my antioxidant reading from the Samsung Galaxy Watch 8, it told me that I had a very low antioxidant level, which surprised me because I guess I thought I had enough antioxidants in my body. So to test this feature, I started eating more vegetables, I started eating more fruit. I was literally having fruit every day, all day, from cabbage to carrots to fruits, apples, oranges, well, you name it. I was having more just to prove and just to test if the watch is actually accurate or watch can actually test the levels of antioxidant in my body. And surprise, surprise, 2 weeks later, my antioxidant levels have improved. So it went from 32 to 33, where it was in the beginning. Again, this is out of 100, to where it now sits, which is around 48 to 50, which is still falls in the low category, but it has improved in like 10 days or 14 days, which is pretty impressive because that means that the watch can tell that I have more antioxidants in my body without me actually telling the watch that I'm eating more fruits and vegetables. Obviously, this is not a medical feature. This is a wellness feature on the watch, and obviously it's not invasive, so you can only see your skin, which does pose limitations. However, the end goal of the feature is to make you eat more vegetables and fruits, which I think is succeeded in because I have been eating more fruits and vegetables. To actually do the antioxidant index reading, you have to take the watch off, go to the whatever it is in the on the watch, or you can initiate it from the phone, and you press your thumb against the bioactive sensor at the bottom of the watch, wait a couple of seconds, and it gives you the indication. Your antioxidant levels change throughout the day, and mine's usually go down a bit towards the end of the day, but it is a fun way to kind of nudge you towards a more healthy lifestyle, even if you thought, like myself, that you had a healthy lifestyle to begin with. It's an interesting addition to the already impressive health feature SUI that is already available on the Samsung Galaxy Watch, and it's just a fun way to introduce a more healthy lifestyle into your routine.